AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. There are indications Russia is using talk of de-escalation in Ukraine as cover while regrouping and resupplying its forces. Heavy fighting raged on in the outskirts of Kyiv and other zones. Meantime, a convoy of buses headed to Mariupol in another bid to evacuate people. A key gauge on inflation hit a 40-year high. Prices for food and gas keep going up. Here's the AP's Jackie Quinn.
The Commerce Department's reporting the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index has jumped 6.4% in February compared to a year ago, the largest spike in four decades. Strong consumer demand and shortages of many goods helped drive the increase, intensified by Russia's invasion of Ukraine, which has disrupted global oil markets and accelerated prices for wheat, nickel, and other key commodities. Excluding volatile prices for food and energy, the core inflation number increased 5.4% in February compared to the previous year. Some economists are now predicting the Federal Reserve could raise its key lending rate by an aggressive half point in both May and June. I'm Jackie Quinn.
President Biden wants more money from Congress for coronavirus testing and vaccines to keep up supply in case it's needed. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says they're working on it.
The gap has been narrowed greatly, and we're intent on working with Republicans to cross the finish line because this is vital for our country. If, God forbid, a new variant arises in the future, and that's all too likely.
More Americans signed up for unemployment benefits last week, but layoffs remain at historic lows. A line of severe storms packing isolated tornadoes and high winds ripped across the deep south overnight, killing at least two people in the Florida panhandle. Stocks open lower on Wall Street, and oil prices are lower. This is AP News. An anti-death penalty advocate is marrying a man on Oklahoma's death row. Leah Rogers says she is keenly aware of the realities facing her and Richard Glossop.
It's a very unique set of circumstances. Obviously, not everybody's going to understand that.
Roger has spent more than a decade advocating for an end to capital punishment. Her new husband was twice convicted and sentenced to die for ordering the 1997 killing of the owner of the Oklahoma City motel where Glossop worked.
For Rich, surviving execution, three execution attempts, possibly facing a fourth, the one thing he's really taken away from that is don't take anything for granted.
In an AP interview, Roger bristled at the suggestion Glossop's notoriety is what attracted her to him.
There is absolutely nothing romantic about the person you love facing not just death, but a potentially pretty torturous death.
Roger says the focus should be on Glossop's innocence, adding he has already lost 25 years of his life. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.